Welcome to this edition of PowerPoint with Jack Graham. A little later in the program, we'll tell you how you can get Dr. Graham's daily devotional, Moments in the Word. But first, here's his message, Everything I Need.
Psalm 23 has been called the greatest poem penned in any language. And in reality, it is a poem and it is a song. It is a song of the people. And it sounds the chords of human experience. It is a masterpiece, really. Not only a poem, but a portrait. And it is a pastoral portrait of shepherds and of sheep and of fields. It is written by David, who himself was a shepherd, a musician, who became a giant killer and a warrior king. It was said of David that David shepherded Israel with the integrity of his heart and the skillfulness of his hands. He was a shepherd as a boy and a shepherd throughout his life. And David learned the truths of this great psalm in solitary in Bethlehem's shepherd's fields long, long ago. And yet, the words of Psalm 23 move us to this very day very deeply. It has been quoted in nurseries and on battlefields. It is stated and sung in funerals and at weddings. We have seen it quoted and heard it at deathbeds and sick beds, as well as birthday parties and celebrations of life. For it is a psalm for all seasons, because we have a shepherd who is the shepherd for all seasons. Beginning at verse 1, read along with me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. And with crescendo, verse 6, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. David most likely is writing this at the end of his life. He is remembering his days as a shepherd boy when he first realized, God is my shepherd, and his peace, his protection, his provision, his promises, after all of these years, have led me all the way. The shepherd feeds us and leads us. And that's, of course, what this psalm is about. His peace, his provision, his protection. Let's begin as we take this apart. And one of the challenges of speaking and listening to something that you've heard many times, a passage that you've heard many times before, is we can take it for granted. So I've really asked the Lord to give me keen insights as to how to deliver this today, and some fresh insights as to just what this means when we talk about first the presence of the shepherd, our shepherd. Verse 1 begins, the Lord is my shepherd. The Lord. It's a word in all caps in your Bibles because it refers to the proper and personal name of God, which is almost impossible to describe. It is the word we know as Yahweh, some perhaps Jehovah. But it is that covenant name of God, that revealed name of God, who he is. The Lord is my shepherd, the Lord. That name was given to Moses at the burning bush when God was calling and commissioning Moses to deliver the children of Israel. Moses halted, but God said, "Take your shoes off. I am that I am." It's a word which literally means I exist. It is descriptive of the self-existent God, eternal God. The Bible begins with these words, "In the beginning, God." You say, explain that. I can't. No one can explain the eternal existence of God. But the reality, the fact of God exists. In the beginning, God. The Lord is. He is always God, always has been God. And He is the same yesterday as He was every day in eternity past and in eternity future. What you think about God tells a lot about you. It really defines your life, how you understand and think and contemplate about God. And I would advise you to continue to meditate and contemplate upon the glory and the greatness and the goodness of God. How great you are. He is the Lord. And when David thought about that and then realized the Lord is this great God, the great I am, He is my shepherd. Because David understood that not only the immensity of God, beyond our imagination and contemplation, but he also understood the immanency of God and the intimacy of God. The Lord is my shepherd. And just as David cared for his sheep and tended the flocks and watched over them, he said, "My God is my shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd, and he is watching over me." Frankly, shepherds, by the time of Christ, so David was a great shepherd king and noted as a shepherd. By the time of the birth of Jesus, the shepherds truly were, that was a lowly profession. It may sound romantic to say I'm a shepherd, but in the time of Christ, the shepherds were actually considered lowlifes. If you couldn't get a job doing something else, be a shepherd. And so to think that the great God of heaven, God Almighty, the great I am, stoops to be a shepherd. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verses 10 and 11, that the thief comes to kill and steal and destroy. But I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. And then he added, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." The writer of Hebrews in Hebrews 13:20 called Jesus that great shepherd of the sheep. No wonder when you read Psalm 23, there is no fear here, nothing but confidence. There is no psalm of lament in this passage because it's just full of faith. It is full of confidence. It is full of certainties. It is the sufficiency of the Savior that He is a strong yet tender shepherd who cares for us and is always with us. He holds on to us and keeps us, He leads us, He feeds us, and provides abundant provision for our lives. The Lord is. It means that He is always present, always there for us, for the believer. He is adequate and accessible. He is timeless and He is trustworthy. He is the God of every day and He is the God of every moment. The Lord is my shepherd. Who is He? He is Yahweh God. He is Yeshua Jesus. He is the great I am. He is the one who says, I am here and I'm here now for you and forever.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham and today's message, Everything I Need. If this past year has taught us anything, it's that daily time with the Lord is a lifeline of hope. Those special moments each day when you rest in God's presence and spend time in His Word are life-giving. That's why we want to help you walk closer with the Lord in 2021 by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This encouraging resource is our thanks for your gift today to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. So call now to request your copy of Moments in the Word when you give. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Now let's get back to today's message, Everything I Need.
The fact is, this psalm is a very simple psalm and is filled with pronouns. In fact, if you were to take your pen and just begin circling the pronouns, the personal pronouns in Psalm 23, you would discover there are 28 of them in these six verses. And these personal pronouns remind us that our relationship with God is now personal because He is our shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. It means that I can have a personal relationship with God, the God who made me. In fact, Jesus said concerning His shepherding as our Savior in John 10, that the good shepherd knows his sheep by name. When you travel in the Middle East in particular and you meet shepherds, which I have done, they actually do know the names of their sheep. And the sheep knows the voice of the shepherd and he knows their name. We are the sheep of his pasture and these are the pastures of the king. Jesus told a very powerful and personal story regarding shepherds and their flocks. He said, a man, a shepherd, had a flock of 100. This is in Luke 15. A flock of 100 sheep. And when he was putting them down for the night, after a long day, he's counting them. Not only does God know our name, he numbers his sheep. He knows who we are, where we are. And so when he counts them, he realizes that one is missing. So what does he do? Well, I'll tell you what he didn't do. He didn't say, well, too bad, so sad. I've got 99, I can lose one. That's not what he did. Jesus said, this shepherd left the 99 and he went looking for that one lost lamb. At personal risk and sacrifice, the good shepherd stayed after that wayward sheep until he found that little lamb and brought him back to the flock. And I'm so glad that the Lord included me, that he came looking for me. And if you don't know him, he's looking for you as well. Now, here's the thing about sheep. They're not very smart. In fact, they're pretty much clueless and helpless without a shepherd. This is us, all right? Because the Bible says, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to our own way. This is our condition, our spiritual condition apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. That's why it's so good that he came looking for us and he brought us into his flock and into his family. We are his sheep. He is our shepherd. That's his presence. But then think for a few moments about the provision of the shepherd. Verse 1 again says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. This means the shepherd provides for our needs. Psalm 23:1, the Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I need. That's all I want. He's everything I need. And when you can say that, every provision is ours in Christ, our shepherd. I will not need for peace because he makes me to lie down in green pastures. I will not need for provision because he leads me beside the still waters. I will never lack for hope or encouragement because he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I will not lack guidance, for he leads me in the paths of righteousness. I will not need deliverance, even when I walk through the deepest valleys. I will not lack companionship, for he is with me. I will not lack for protection, for his rod and his staff comfort me. I will not lack for blessing, because he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. I will not lack for help or healing in my life, because he anoints my head with oil. I will not lack for abundance. I will not lack for anything, because my cup runs over. I will not lack for an abundant and an eternal home, because it's all this in heaven too. I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I would say that just about covers it, wouldn't you? Everything we need. He meets our needs, all of them, physically, emotionally, spiritually, relationally, materially. We all have three basic needs. There are external needs, there are eternal needs, and there are internal needs. External needs, we all have them, for food and water, for clothing. We also have, all of us, God made us this way, eternal needs. We have eternal needs for forgiveness and salvation and to know God, to have a relationship with him. We have this eternal need for heaven. And we have internal needs for meaning and purpose and love and courage and peace and happiness, all of those eternal needs and desires that we have. So those three, our shepherd is sufficient to meet every need we have. Every need we have. Sometimes we wonder, am I adequate? Can I handle the problems that I face, the temptations that I deal with, the tests that I endure? Can I really do what God has called me to do? Am I able? The fact is, whether we are able or not, we do know that God is able, that God is abundant in his grace. We preached Psalm 84:11 not long ago. The Lord God is a sun, a shield. He gives grace and glory, and no good thing will he withhold from them who walk uprightly. Fast forward to the New Testament. The Apostle Paul, Philippians 4:19, my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory in Jesus Christ. Not all of your greeds, but all of your needs. He said, I am going to meet them all. So yes, you have all the wisdom you need in Christ to make good decisions in your life. You have all the strength that you need to overcome temptations, whether they're the temptations of youth or the temptations of old age. You have everything you need to live a godly life in an ungodly world, to live a pure life in an impure, immoral world. The world will mock us for our commitment to Christ and godliness and grace in our lives. You say, can I stand up to that? Sure you can, in the power of the shepherd who feeds us and leads us and supplies sufficiently everything we need. There's one final thing that I want to say. Right in the middle of this message, this psalm, verse 4, even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. It's translated in some Bibles, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Yea, that doesn't mean yay for my team. It means yes, I will walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Even though, yes, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. The shepherd sometimes leads us through dark valleys in life, doesn't he? The same shepherd who leads us into paths of righteousness, righteous paths for his name's sake, at times leads us through rigorous paths, deep valleys with dark shadows. It's going to happen. Life is a journey. And when the Lord leads us, sometimes we are led into the shadowlands, as C.S. Lewis called it. Problems that we all face, like illness, suffering, that's a valley. Addiction, bondages of all kinds, a valley. But notice, praise God, this is a into and through passage. David did not say, they went into the valley and never came out. This is not a dead end. This is not a cul-de-sac. This isn't a cave. It's a canyon. It's a valley. You go in it and you go through it and you come out the other side. Even when there seems to be no way, he makes a way. He gets us into and through. The same God who leads us in will lead us out. And that's what our Savior Shepherd is promising us. A brighter day, a better future. For Christians, our problems are temporal, but our blessings are eternal. I know this, dear people, that the Shepherd will never be nearer and dearer to you than when you walk with him and follow him through deep valleys. Yea, though I walk through and on to the other side, no wonder he closes, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I go to prepare a place for you. It's the house of the Lord. Death is but a doorway to the presence of the Lord.
You're listening to PowerPoint with Jack Graham, and today's message, Everything I Need. What's the wisest, kindest thing you could do for yourself this year? The answer is stop relying on yourself for strength and endurance, and instead look to God each day as your lifeline of hope and joy. We want to help you do that by sending you Dr. Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word. This practical, easy-to-use devotional helps you connect with God each day so you can be refreshed in His presence and rely on His Word for guidance and comfort. Get your copy of Moments in the Word when you call and give to help launch a new year of broadcasting the gospel to millions. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131.
And don't forget to visit jackgraham.org, where you can shop our e-store, give a gift online, or sign up for Dr. Graham's free daily email devotional. Our website again is jackgraham.org. Pastor, what is your PowerPoint for today?
Years ago, there was a best-selling little book called All I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten. It was a collection of essays offering simple wisdom on life. Well, as we saw today, in many ways, Psalm 23, something that many of us learned as children, proclaims that what every child of God needs to know as we trust in the Lord. All I need to know really about God, my Savior, my Shepherd, is wrapped up here in Psalm 23.
When you know the Lord as your shepherd, you can say, He's everything I need. He's everything that I want. A little girl was trying to quote Psalm 23, and she said, "The Lord is my shepherd, and that's all I want." Well, it's true. When Jesus is your Lord and your shepherd, He is all you need and all you want. Psalm 23 will help you live your life every day, including the deepest of valleys. And ultimately, it's all this in heaven too, because we have the promise of God to take us through every step in life. I want to encourage you to make Psalm 23 not only a promise, but a prayer in your life. Read it aloud often and make it your confession to God as you affirm His truth and His ways in your heart and in your life. And if you don't know Jesus as your Savior, as your Shepherd and Lord, take this moment to bow your head and invite Christ to come into your life. Jesus died on the cross for your every sin, past, present, and future. He lives because on the third day He came out of the grave, out of the tomb. And He says, "I stand at the door and knock, and if anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in." If you will invite Christ into your life, He will come into your life. I promise you that, not because I said it, but because He says it. And He is inviting you by His Spirit, by His Word today. This isn't an accident that you've been listening to this program, but a divine providence. This is an appointment with God. So invite Christ to come into your life right now. And if you're doing that, let us know. I would personally like to know. All of us here at PowerPoint Ministries would celebrate your salvation. We have new Christian materials that we'll send your way and help you get started in your Christian life. We want you to know the Lord. And when you know the Lord, He will shepherd your life and sovereignly bless your life throughout all the days of your life. And you'll be able to say with the psalmist, "The Lord is my shepherd. He's all I need."
And that is today's PowerPoint. Remember, when you give a gift to PowerPoint, we'll send you Dr. Jack Graham's 180-day devotional, Moments in the Word, as our thanks. Call 1-800-795-4627. That's 1-800-795-4627. You can also text the word PowerPoint to 313131. Text PowerPoint to 313131. But join us again next time. Dr. Graham brings a message about how God's matchless grace can fuel your life. That's next time on PowerPoint with Jack Graham.
PowerPoint with Jack Graham is sponsored by PowerPoint Ministries.